Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Nobody Panic.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Jessa.
And today,
we've got a guest!
Welcome.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Introduce yourself to the lovely listeners. This is Olga.
My name is Olga. I'm a comedian and a huge fan of the podcast.
Olga is incredible. Olga was nominated for Best Newcomer at the last year's Fringe. Had an amazing show called Fight, which was so like, I can't even go into it because it's such a story and it's such a thing. But now she's doing her next show, which is about computers and dating. And she's going to, and AI, because she's a computer scientist.
Do you want to tell us in 30 seconds what your first show was about?
Yes, because I can't say it for you.
In 2014, my father got stopped at the Russian border and then he briefly disappeared.
That literally, yeah. Like, but it's
and
funny.
Hilarious.
But to be clear, your family are Russian.
Yes, I am Russian.
Yes. So he was not just traveling through.
No.
Your father is a big deal.
Very much based in
Deputy
Russia.
PM.
Oh my goodness. How'd you guys know?
We know everything.
Did you Google my dad? Fucking disgusting. Sorry, my husband.
I Instagram you are. It's you. A very explicit, heavy podcast. And he's still there, still being the deputy PM?
Oh God, no. He is on the run from the Russian government, currently in Germany.
Fantastic.
Painting and stuff, just because he doesn't speak German, so.
Okay.
You have
He's
to
like,
paint.
We're pickling now.
What do you mean? You're pickling what?
Well, because they're
Why
always
not?
Finding new hobbies.
So he and your
Germany.
Mom is there?
Yeah. And my brother.
And your brother?
Yes.
And you're
alone. And everyone's having an okay time pickling?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
So Olga's pickling. Olga's fans are pickling.
And you're currently, so that was last August, and this August you're plowing ahead number two?
Yes.
It sounds like an excellent show. It sounds like one of those ones where you're like, oh, that is going to be cool.
I'm really excited. If it comes out well, I was super panicked. I was like, I had this one good story and then I told it in my first hour. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And then someone came up to me and they were like, well, you didn't talk about yourself at all in the first hour. You just talked about your dad. And I was like, oh, cool. I can talk about
me
now.
Still.
Yeah.
And so it's about computer science, which is what you studied.
Yes.
Yes. And computer science and love.
Yes.
And you.
And me.
And robots.
Big time.
Okay.
Which you're into?
Yeah. Big fan.
You don't feel like nervous?
Oh, I mean, like, yes, I'm nervous because this is completely unrelated to anything, but I feel like the reasoning of the people who are creating AI and working in the AI industry is terrifying.
Yes.
And that doesn't scare them. To them, it sounds like the greatest, most optimized world.
Yeah.
Like, I remember sitting with a guy and foaming at his mouth. He was like, imagine that someone knows every song you've ever heard and knows exactly what kind of songs you like, so that something can write a song specifically for you because it knows the notes you like. Exactly. And to them, he's like, why would I listen to anything else? This is perfectly catered to me. And I'm just like,
oh my
no.
God.
Right, that's
it makes me so scared that there are people who think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because they will make these robots and the robots will become sentient and they will be like, well, kill the humans.
Yeah.
And they'll kill us. Like, that will obviously
be the
next.
That is what will happen.
Not before global warming gets us, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So right.
There'll be a big ice age and then it's fine. But to get back to the thing,
absolutely.
To the topic, we are talking about today how to be good on a date, how to be a dating champion. We've talked about dating before. But we sort of said about apps and things like that. Now we're going to get into like, what do you do on a date? Like, what do you, what's cool things to say when the conversation has, I don't know, dried up like an old shoe? What to wear? Whatever you like. Just like a load of things. And Olga is very well placed because you're a dating champion. I feel like you're a hard dater. And I don't mean that as in you're difficult. I mean, like, you're a hard dater. Like, you date hard. Yeah.
Hard data.
Yes. Like robots.
Bringing it back.
Always bringing it around. Yes. But before we get into that, let's go around and say our adult things that we've done this week. Olga, would you like to start?
I'd love to.
What's your adult thing?
So I'm going to spin classes regularly now.
This Fantastic. Is very adult. Already
great. Which I think is a very adult thing. And I started last week in New York City, where I went to somewhere.
That's too adult.
A legendary place called SoulCycle, which I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've heard so much about.
So I came in and I thought, this is going to be so pretentious. This is going to be the worst. 10 minutes in, fully sold. Like, I'm converted to the cult. They'll make me do anything. But even in my mind, I couldn't imagine just how extreme and cultish it would be. The woman, as we were doing, like, the hardest cardio track, she was like, okay, so, this is the instructor. Okay, so my daughter was in the hospital this week, and it just made me so grateful to be alive. So let's just channel that energy into our work.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating with the fucking hardest experience.
Amazing. That's sort of what I imagine SoulCycle to be like. Yeah. But
it's the one where your shoes are stuck on the.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Your shoes are stuck on the ceiling.
The shoes are stuck on your. You have to be given special shoes, and the shoes are stuck
on the pedals.
On the pedals.
Yeah.
There's candles. You do weightlifting on the seat while. An acoustic version, like kids version choir. Wait, kids choir version of Creep plays. It's everything.
Oh my God!
They need to bring this over here, and I need to give them all my money.
Well, that thing is like, I don't truly believe that a British person will ever be able to do it, like to
As
run
in, to
the
run
class.
It. There has to be it has to bring American
because there's something about that intense. There is that woman has no foot outside the door where she's saying, "Let's channel that."
Like she channel my daughter in hospital.
Like
Come
that's
on.
She's so when they're like. Like, they're like, set your intentions. Like, what are you grateful for? Thank you for being here. Like, they're serious.
On Instagram, so many people in LA say the word manifest. Like, so this week I'm manifesting. Or like, I went to my parents' condo and I just thought, what a great time to manifest. And then they show a picture of their notebook. And it's just like them, just a things to do list.
Yeah,
it's
a things to do list. It's a manifestation.
There's a manifestation because I've written a little
and
candle.
And it's a blessing and you're grateful and you're just putting that out in the world
and then taking it right back.
I took a yoga class and they were like a few people were crying and she was legitimately like, I play the music this loud so we can't hear you cry. And if you're crying, it means it's working. Just get in tune with your body. And there's something so amazing about being like, there's no embarrassment about being sincere about this because I will be, by proxy, the least sincere person in the room because everyone's crying. So you might as well get in, get in the cult.
I think that is very true.
I think it's an amazing piece of exercise and I wish it all the best and I hope it makes it over here.
But crucially, good adult thing.
Thank you
very much.
Such
a good one.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Very powerful. Have you seen the film The Holiday?
Yes. A billion times.
When, I was going to say Celine Dion, but Cameron Diaz. Okay. She leaves him, Jude.
Law.
And she's going back to the airport and she's like, oh. And then in the taxi, she opens up where her passport and her documents and everything is. And she has this pale blue travel wallet with a cream inside.
I know where this is going.
And all these little gold bits. And I watched that at Christmas and I manifested this. I was like, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Mm. I manifested it by just thinking about it.
And then buying it.
And then thinking. And then I bought it. So I manifested it into my life and I bought it for real money in the shop. And
it's an Aspinall one.
It's from Aspinall's. And
it's the best thing I've ever seen.
I wish I could show it to you and I'm sorry it's not here to visually
Have you traveled with it already?
I have already traveled.
Did you feel sophisticated?
I felt the bee's knees. And everybody who saw me knew that I was the bee's knees. I felt amazing and I just walked through the airport with my backpack and my little travel wallet, and I felt
To be clear, this is not a travel wallet that's like, is, you know, you put your passport in and that's it. It's got a bit for your passport. It's got a bit for spare change. It's got a bit for your travel documents. And it's all labelled. So you can like,
and it looks
like
a little tiny file
of bags.
It's like a
powder blue, beautiful, like wallet. It's a cross between like a bag, a purse, and like a filing cabinet. But like really, really good.
And it's so classy.
I went online and I was going to immediately buy one, but I can't afford it now. But if I get another job and this is the first thing I'm buying, because it's not, what I love about it is it's not necessary, but it is necessary.
I've never bought myself something so pointless yet lovely.
But like a mom would approve.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When I show people, everyone goes, oh,
delicious.
That's lovely.
I'd have to get it in black, obviously. My adult thing, oh, wait, I've just immediately forgotten it and had it. No, yes, I did a coat cull.
Yeah, okay,
so
great.
We did an episode a while back, which is like how to spring clean, and we were in my bedroom doing it, and we looked around. I got like 20 coats, and it was like that'll be the first thing that you should get rid of. But I can't, because I just like having different coats. I like having, you know, you can wear like different clothes every day, but then the same coat over the top. Then it's just like I'm wearing the same things. I like variation. Anyway, some of the coats I realize I haven't worn for like 3 years. Like I've got this black leather Matrix coat because I rewatched The Matrix. I wanted to be like Neo,
of course,
but I don't want to be like Neo when I'm doing my day to day tasks or going out or seeing people. So that means I'm wearing that coat alone in my house. It's not good enough.
Okay,
so that's gone. I got it from a charity shop, to be fair to me. It was like £6, so that's okay. But like and I've kept the ones that were like expensive that I like. I've kept some that have got like holes in them because I'm like, I will do that up. Like the amazing I've got an amazing leopard print one from a charity shop in Clapham outside your old house. I've kept that, but I've just basically kept four coats that I'm like, these are the whole gamut, and now I'm just borrowing my boyfriend's coats.
Very well done.
Really, like, yeah. So anyway, thank you. Because we have a coat stand and it just kept falling over because of the amount of coats I was just putting on.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And then you realise like you don't need them all.
I don't need 12 coats.
Just
right.
Just one. It's me.
It's you, Tessa Coast.
I wanted to call my Edinburgh show Get Your Tessa Coats You've Pulled.
Yeah,
I was like, it would really missell the vibe of fun.
And that's what we're talking about, anthropology.
Also, Tessa ran her dream. And her
Technicolor
dream coats. Oh no, Joseph and his. It didn't work. I tried to make, for someone who likes puns, I've never really managed to do anything with my own name.
What's the title of your up and coming show?
If Then.
Oh God.
Excellent.
What's so it a homage to? Okay. If Then.
Oh, it's like a basic of programming.
I knew it would be.
It's a basic of programming.
Come on.
I love it. A basic.
I'll say it at the top so it's not buried at the bottom. If you want to go and see Olga's show, If Then.
Yeah.
She's working it up before Edinburgh, and she's
if you want to see it then.
That's yes. It. Go to Rock and Rolga, so Rock and then Olga but with an R .com, and then you can get all of her dates. And then
her Twitter
can,
is the same.
Twitter is the same. And I'd go and see her, basically, is what I'm saying.
Thank you so much.
But first,
what, you're great.
Now it's date time. I think the first thing we should talk about is locations of the date. Location ones. What are good locations? Someone's like, cool, let's meet up. And you're like, great, we've been, you know, pussyfooting around this. Now to a bar where you just, mm-hmm. Do I go like, hey, I've got some cool bars, but what if you hate them? And then you're the person who chose the shit bar, the weird Mexican bar that you're wearing a sombrero, and you're like, I'm uncomfortable. Like, what?
I'm going to parry this immediately to the expert.
Okay, come on.
All right, guys, I would like to say that all of my advice is just like a bit much.
Great.
Okay.
And as I mentioned before, likely unethical.
Great.
But I know that it works, so okay. We're just going to go right into it.
Okay. So
okay.
A prison?
Okay. No.
Get arrested.
I have some questions already.
Yeah.
But I think I will let them, I will raise them.
As and when.
As and when.
Understood.
I already have some questions like, how have you collected this data? And why?
No. Through dating and success, I'd imagine?
Dated so many dudes.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Dated a lot of dudes. So I think all of my advice today will mm-hmm. be based on heterosexual relations.
Absolutely.
Because that's where the majority of my experience lies.
100%.
Understood. But possible, you could switch in and out gender for this, you know?
Yeah.
Could be talking about it, a day is a day.
It's a universal.
Yes.
It's for everyone.
So.
Okay.
What's like a good date location for you?
So you don't want to do.
This is great. This is so great.
Okay, you want to do an activity, but you want to do an activity that you can speak during, and you want to do an activity because you want something to talk about during. But at the same time, you don't want the activity to overshadow the hangout itself. So you don't go to the movies. You don't go to the theater. Also, you're not going to go eat because you'll have nothing to talk about.
And then you're locked in for three courses.
Exactly. So what you're doing? Galleries. What you're doing is bowling.
Wow.
What you're doing is like one of those
two-person bowling. I love that.
Yeah. Oh my God, cute. Like if you go to Rowan's in Finsbury Park at like 6 p.m. on a Wednesday, the whole place is yours. So you like run around, second floor, check it out. apologies to any of the guys that I took there on like a whimsical manic pixie dream girl.
Here she is again. Okay.
And I'm like, shh, to the locals. You want to go to one of those beer places. They give you like tiny little beer like flights. And then you get eight different beers. And then you like try them and talk about them. And you do blind taste tests and you exchange. And you're like, which one's your favorite? You rank them. So even
if
me too.
So even if you have nothing in common, nothing to talk about, there's like a built-in discussion in the activity itself.
Oh my
God. That's so good. So that also knocks out all the, because when you said do an activity, I imagine it was like, oh my God, what, like an absorbing or something.
Yeah, me too.
It knocks that out because you can't talk during that. So it has to be like a low-key activity. Like, I suppose like those really kind of hipster places that are cropping up literally all over the country where it's like playing ping pong while drinking beer.
How do you feel about ping pong?
Okay, so like the Bounce and the golf place, the one that's like neon golfing. I've been to both. I'm saying I don't discriminate. I've gone to both. Absolutely hated both.
Right, okay.
It's too loud.
Okay.
It's ping pong. You're not going to have a conversation.
No, because you're playing a game. Yeah. You're playing a sport.
And the thing is that you're constantly just bending down and picking up the ping pong balls.
Right.
And that's more of like a date three situation.
Yes, you should have
your ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So where else? What else is a prime activity and what is a bad activity?
So like,
so zorbing, ping pong, bounce.
Is this one? You said like little flights of beer. But wine tasting would probably be too much because you have to like do it with people and it's a big discussion. You have to be a bit of an asshole about it.
Absolutely not.
Whereas beer is just like, I like this beer. This is a fun beer.
Yeah.
What's your beer like?
Paint your own pot. What do you think?
Okay, that's more of like a breakup thing where like you and the girls and you're like, yeah, no.
Okay. Like any kind of
single scratch.
Yeah, I can paint my own.
Well, I thought you could just sit there. Maybe that's too much effort to like, have I painted?
So paint the pot. Sorry, because I'm just thinking like one of those like horrible wine painting things.
Yeah.
But if you're going to like a pottery thing, that's like they have one in Edinburgh called, oh God. I mean, I'm sure they have them all over the place.
Yes.
As long as it's not mandated as a class. As long as you're free to leave.
It's no dice.
No. Because you want to go somewhere where it's, you can leave at any point. So theoretically, once I start a game of bowling, it's just a game. The game's going to be over in, 10 minutes? Once you're done, at any point, you can peace out. If you're there in a wine tasting or a painting class, you're like, fuck, I'm here for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Okay,
and also, you can't really chat because you're like listening to the instructor being like, no, not that rim of the ceramics, for example.
Oh, I thought it was more like you just get a pot off the wall.
Yes, that I'm into. That I'm
and have a drink and you just do
like,
the thing.
But Drink Shop Do in King's
Cross.
Drink
Shop Do. But like, I thought maybe the creative element was too much pressure.
No.
Because like, you love that.
Yeah. And a cute thing to do is take the tiniest mug and then paint it as a Sports Direct mug. And then he's like, you're so creative.
Oh my God.
So you with like two guys.
So you already,
oh my God.
So you already know. So if you have an activity, you could think of like a fun joke.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, she's so cool and spontaneous and just like, great, like Sports Direct.
Big time.
Like if you've got a bowling thing, I think I don't know if everyone's got a. I've always got my sort of joke bowl where it's like, oh, you know, like you do your sort of silly run up, and it's like a good laugh. Everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah.
I don't love bowling.
I don't love bowling either.
And it also makes me think too much about the film Grease 2, and then I just want to tell them my hits from the film Grease 2.
Your hits.
Sing. You're going to bowl tonight. We're going to rock. We're going to roll. We're going to bop. We're going to bowl. We're going to score tonight. It's about sex. And it's all about getting your bowl in the hole.
Oh.
The bowl in the hole.
The one ball.
And then I tell them about my unlived dreams of making it into a West End production. And then that's the end of the day.
No, they'd get a very good sense of what you were like.
From me.
So that's fine. Like,
I
think you, it sounds like you want to do an activity to mask yourself. You know?
Oh, you're right.
Whereas actually, you want to be bowling and telling them about your West End dream. And then you want the person to be like, that sounds great. Tell me more about that. And then you're like, you're a keeper. Or they're not interested. And then you just finish the bowling. And as Olga says, peace out.
Peace out.
A very cool phrasing.
What kind of uptake are we talking here? Like, what kind of, how many people were really into the Sports Direct mug and it equaled the second date?
I think I'd say that the key to everything is then how you interact afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But I would like to say that the last dating location, and this is the best date humanly possible, but it can never be the first date unless it's someone that you know and you're transitioning from friends to lovers.
Okay.
If you're in like in the same social circle.
I'm so excited.
So there is rapport there, mm-hmm. and you're like, we're going to take this sexual.
Okay.
Karaoke. Oh, karaoke.
That is a personality-based one. I will say
I would
that.
Never. I could never.
Two-person room, like one of those tiny ones. There's one in Soho that's like an old video store. Do you guys know that
no.
one?
Okay, no.
So it looks
terrified
like
of karaoke.
Old VHS store. That's okay. what it looks like. Then you walk in, cash only. They have the tiniest, like it's a fire hazard, right? It barely fits the TV. And so you're there and you're close and you're sweaty. There's no air con.
You're singing though,
you're okay. singing. Oh man, because nostalgia.
Can you sing?
I can't sing, but like...
Yes, you can.
You can
yes,
hold
you
a tune.
Sing. Like, I think I'm... My singing is like, it's not awful to ruin a date, but not good enough to intimidate him.
Now, so
oh
you've
God,
got
perfect.
One on that
Olga,
side.
I want to date
think
you.
I think I'm too good at singing.
Oh, okay.
And I think...
I'm so sorry.
And Tessa is tone deaf. So I think it only works if you're... So if you're listening and you know that you are an Olga, not
sweet...
a Stevie who really goes too hard.
Okay, so what if the man isn't in that bracket or your whatever date partner you're bringing is not in that same bracket? What if they're like
I
really
think
good
just
or
bring
really
along.
Bad?
Well,
you just,
bring
you just carry the energy.
So here we're talking about like me initiating and me proposing the location. So if he's proposing the location, it's on him to make it fun. If I'm proposing the location, I'm there. I've got like a playlist in mind, not
oh
set
my
in
God,
stone.
Oh, you're so fantastic.
I mean, it's a very calculated
yeah, sounds it.
Thing to come in and just be like, huh, wouldn't it be funny? And then you're gauging. Was he emo? Was he hip hop? What kind of teen was he? Do you know what I mean?
That's
is he into old R&B? If he is...
Well, Kelly. Difficult.
Exactly.
And then
it's a great test.
The afterwards thing, if it was a good activity, you can move on to a bar later and just chat and like
yeah.
talk about the funny things that happened in the pot painting or the karaoke or the
exactly.
I don't know, sandblasting. Mm.
And then you do like a stroke song.
Oh,
and
good.
Then you're at the bar later being like, "What, you went to a stroke show, huh? You lost your virginity to a stroke song? Let's talk about it."
Did you lose your virginity to a stroke song?
Does things ever get down and dirty in the karaoke?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, Olga's had sex
in
on all of these
bar.
Dates. Okay. She was beer tasting. There was sex.
She put the tiny Sports Direct mug on his penis, and that was
and,
the beginning.
That was it.
Okay.
We will have to, because I could talk about date locations now forever.
We're
going to move to what to wear, which I think the answer probably is just going to be just wear whatever you feel comfortable in. You don't have to wear anything like particularly, but what do you go for to wear on a date? First date, you've never met them before. Do you go hard? Really dress up? Lipstick?
No, God no.
Just chilled out, like you've just sort of like come there from somewhere else.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but if there's a piece that could be a conversation starter, I'm wearing some really flashy boots right now.
Yes, yeah, they have a lot of traction in the room.
If there's something like you can hear them in the microphone.
Yeah.
If there's a conversation starter piece, definitely like a fun T-shirt from a team building exercise that you wanna talk about. Do you know what I mean?
What a date.
Like a badge.
Or like a brooch.
You're amazing.
A Buffy the Vampire Slayer tops. And you can be like, yeah, I was really into Buffy.
Yes.
And then they're like, so was I. And then that is a bait. That's like the only basis for a relationship. So, but I guess not two conversations. I was like, yes, I'm wearing this flamingo on my shoulder. You
I'm
have
wearing
to keep
Bjork
it.
Swan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're supposed to like find the tone. Something that you would be happy with people seeing you in. But so, yeah. Maybe a slogan T-shirt that says like, I don't know.
Quirky, not mad.
Yes, quirky, not mad. That's very good. Tessa is like absolutely astounded.
I'm just besotted.
Do you want to
like,
go back and date loads because you're learning
basically,
so much? Because I
like,
do.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I've been on one blind date and it was awful.
What was it?
I was on OK Cupid. It was before
I'm
Tinder.
I'm banned from OK Cupid, but more
excellent.
On that later.
Yes, please. Now, oh, I don't even want to tell my story. It's shit. It was a guy. He told me he was a writer. He was one of those classic cases of like very good messaging, like quite funny and witty.
Yeah.
Met, no charisma, no anything, no eye contact, no, if I'm honest, physical attraction there at all. And I got a small glass of wine and he wasn't a writer. He wrote the copy on CDs. Like, that's not what writer. I was talking about, you let me wang on about like being a journalist, because at that point I was a journalist. And I was really like, well, I'll go out with another journalist, obviously. So I drank my wine and I was like, oh, it must have been about 3 hours. It's been 40 minutes. So then I said I was moving house and I had to go move some boxes, and then I left. And then the next day he texted me back saying, we had a lot of chemistry, which I had to go out again. It's like, I said I had to move boxes, man. Like, no. And that was the only day I've ever been on. And it was just so, it's so awful. So now I want to go back and be like, I could have gone potting with
him. Well, you could take the shadow on some.
This is what we refer to my boyfriend as.
First dates. The shadow.
Oh my God! Yes,
Stevie's
I could go.
Boyfriend.
I could go.
And you could go on some first dates. Go on the tour.
And pretend.
Go on
get
Olga's
the spice
sex
back.
Tour and stay, go
do some karaoke.
Yeah, I would say. So this is something to re-inject love into your relationship.
Wow. Okay.
Right. You're clearly very, very much in love. You share coats. Come on.
Oh my God! Yeah, we do.
And go speed dating,
okay,
and then pretend you're a different person on each speed date. So you're like, I invented the pen, and then and so you could just like pretend to be different people. And then when you are with him on the speed date, you just start making out, and everybody's like, what the fuck? Is
oh
that?
My
and
god,
it's have the you, funnest thing
have
ever.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
god,
so much fun.
So great. That's so great.
Put on an accent.
I'm literally like, when you talked about Soul Cycle cults, I'm literally like, yes, and then and like, tell me more. I'm like, here's all my money. I'll buy into the group. I want a part of it. Tell me.
Yeah,
the
you should be
lesson.
A life coach. That's what you should be.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, because we're going to get into the unethical advice soon, and then maybe you'll change your mind.
I was going to say Stevie's one about the losing the boxes. I told her my very wise one that you go on your date and you say like, oh, I'm going to something after this. So there's a clear like, oh, I'm sorry, I've got
yeah,
to go
yeah,
to
yeah.
that thing.
And then if you cancel,
but if you like them, they're like, fuck it, yeah. let's stay. This is so fun.
And then you were boning that night, because if they think that you've cancelled like a party to be with them, then it's like this is. On.
Yes. Do you have any other similar tactical
moves,
linguistic tactical stuff of like basically like your exit strategy, your peace out exit strategy, or are you a girl who can just be like, bye,
we're in?
I've literally walked out on a date, so I don't.
Well, and literally said goodbye or just gone.
I mean, this particular guy was like super racist to the point where I was like,
God.
I don't owe you an excuse. So I was like, nope. And I just walked out. And he
Amazing.
Like chased me through the pub a bit. And then he just stopped.
Wow. That's
okay,
good.
Okay. What
good.
If they're like nice, but you don't want to like be mean. They haven't done anything bigoted or
Box
bad.
Box guy. He's like boring.
You
like, I don't want to spend
you
time
just knew
with
there's
this
like no. Like when people came around to look around our house, this guy with some like bright red periwinkle picker shoes.
Mm-hmm.
like a pixie. And this emo haircut and this jacket opened the door. And I just wanted to be like, no, and just like slam the door in his face. But instead we had to like show him around the house.
Oh.
And so like that thing of like, we'll just get into the end of this.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
what is your strategy for like...
I'm afraid I don't have anything whimsical. In those situations, I just shut down. And because
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so charismatic and irresistible usually, then they definitely see the contrast where I'm just not engaging with anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then they just... escort themselves off the premises.
Yeah, I'd be like, just a like broad daylight. I'm really tired. I'm gonna go to sleep.
Oh
and
right,
you lie down.
So yeah, you go to sleep and close your eyes. You would finish a date by literally just saying like, I'm knackered. I'm just gonna
yeah,
head home.
Yeah.
Rather than
oh
coming up
God.
With some sort of.
I'm really sorry. I feel like I've really let you down.
No, this is
us. No,
no,
this is us being like, oh wow, we should yeah. be more confident. You don't have to go into things with your like pre-prepared exit to like don't
yeah,
let guys.
Otherwise, then you're saying
down.
That you're moving boxes.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
then you're leaving. Like, why did I say that?
You
when
should be confident.
And then you go buy some boxes, send him a picture of them.
Yeah. Walk past the pub like,
like, oh, boxes, I guess.
But I am moving. Yes.
Then
I
actually
think,
move. Go on,
but like,
Zoom.
I wish we... Like, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, then I had to move
yeah,
house.
I literally had to move.
It was a night.
Like,
that night as well,
me?
I had to move. It was so quick. I think it's so good to... If in doubt, like, just you do the simplest thing. You don't have to be like, oh, I had a friend's party. But actually, because then suddenly you're caught out in a lie.
No, exactly. I wish, I was, like, going through the conferences being like, I'm going now.
I'm quite tired, so I'm going to go. So great. Because also, you're never going to see that person again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and if you do, that's very unlucky. And you shouldn't go.
But even then,
you'd
be like, hi. Like,
yeah, hey, during that time I was tired.
I don't owe you anything.
No. Because that's the point.
No, please.
No, please.
I wrote down my number for the maitre d' in a chicken shop.
This is
wait, you keep giving people real numbers, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I went out for lunch with Amy Annette.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
We were quite giddy. We'd come from something quite exciting. Then we were like, let's get lunch. And we were both for free. And we could, you know, we were giddy. And then a guy sits us who looks exactly like James Franco, who longtime listeners will know is my... absolute Zen? What am I talking about?
No, Dave Franco, his brother.
Oh, sorry. I can't even remember which
it's
one I
Dave
fancy.
Dave Franco, his brother.
Is
you know,
the brother
James
Dave?
Franco's younger brother?
Yeah.
So hot.
He's the
Very
one from
hot.
21 Jump Street.
Yes.
Mary like... Talison Brie.
Correct.
Sorry to remind you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, bitch, I know who he's married to. Yeah. And I'm devastated by it. Married to Alison DeBerry. Yeah, I hope they're very happy together. Anyway, I love him so much. And so this guy comes and, like, serves us. And I'm like, there was, like, a sexy... And I said to Amy, I'm going to fuck him. and then I... He left, was like, bye, winked at me, went down the stairs, leaving his, like, table pad where he'd been, like, you know, table for two or whatever. I take it and I write... the blonde one from table four and my number so and good. We run screaming down the street.
Yay!
Yeah, and it was like, well, that's enough fun for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't need, that was the fun part.
What was the, how, what was the end of that story?
He turned out to be a child. So he texted me and then I was like, immediately it went from being like, ha ha, to being like, oh no. Then went on the date, saw him before he saw me, saw him like literally that night.
Right.
And I knew immediately, like, I didn't, I was like, no, like, you know, when you, like, saw somebody
oh,
and there
was
too,
no,
like,
young.
It was,
yeah,
and then, like,
young.
We went, this is when he took me to the top of Primrose Hill to look out over
The Empire State Building.
He doesn't know the Empire State Building, but proposes to me. And then he said to me so boldly, I think I'm older than you. And I was like, oh, no, you're not. I was like, I know I'm older than you. And he was like, I'm the oldest. And I was like, okay, everyone say
the fact that we're having
three.
This conversation.
Yeah, nobody says who's the oldest on a normal grown-up date. And then I was like, okay, everyone say their age on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. And then he said, I'm 20 next week. And I was like, oh.
Des was about 28 at this point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I had to, like, basically escort myself, you know, home so I didn't get arrested. But, like, and then I had to, you know, get out of it. But I do think the frisson is so much more fun than when everyone's like, okay, yeah, we're both here now. Rather than, like, it's why I imagine, like, an affair is, like, so sexy because it's dangerous and
yeah, it's
forbidden.
It's not the actual relationship.
It's
the excitement
the
of, like,
yeah.
I was like, the messaging before the bit where it's like, and now we're going to snog. I'm like, oh no, what?
Yeah.
And I like panic.
Yeah.
But the bit before, I'm like, yeah, like really cool. And then it's the actual action.
Yeah.
Like, I start to really, really
You know,
panic.
Being in a house party as a teenager and like seeing someone across the room being like, I actually really fancy Ian or like whoever. And then be like, Ian fancies you. And it's like, ooh. But
the
like,
adrenaline.
The adrenaline. Mm. But like, how are we ever going to, there's too many people in the room. How are we ever, you know. Mm. But then when you actually are alone with Ian, you're like, no, I don't like it.
Ian frightens me.
Oh, it's all a bit much.
So stuff to have in your back pocket if the conversation dries up. I feel like you talk very well. And
Olga
you
just
like
cracking
go
her neck. Like a wrestler.
Like a boxer,
ready to
yeah.
go in and take it down.
So I have a couple of like interview questions.
Oh, nice.
That you can work in casually and sometimes you could just bluntly ask them and they usually turn out to be discussions. So
okay.
You could go the route of like, what's your most controversial opinion? And
oh,
just
okay.
like go there and then maybe like, what's something that you flip-flopped on, which is something really fun. Like, what did you think 10 years ago? And then
oh, that's
after
a great
this,
one.
You're
These
like
are fantastic.
Complete 180.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so grateful, but I'm also so terrified of disappointing you every next sentence I say.
No, you've already
like
done so well.
Haven't listened to the podcast. We have no advice. Like, yeah, we are rubbish.
And also, I have this thing like in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you know, when they like get to like £32,000 and then like no matter what happens next, they're still going home with £32,000.
Yeah.
Sometimes I meet people and I decide that I'm like, oh, they're at £32,000. And even if you're now like, you
happened.
Could literally
that's
like shit on the floor now.
Metaphor.
And I'm already like, I've already decided.
Yeah,
like
yeah. The take home wouldn't be that you shit on the floor. It was like, but she had these great locations.
I would
days.
Never even reveal the shit.
So
I'd be
good.
Like, let me tell
we
you these things.
We would clean
that
shit
said.
Up.
Yeah,
then,
I would just clean it for you. No problems. Okay. So these are such good questions. You flip flopped. What's your most controversial opinion?
So yeah, so those are the kind of just like clean, more like intellectual ones.
Mm.
And then you could obviously like gauging where the date is going and maybe in like in the bar after karaoke, you do the whole like first kiss, how you lost your virginity, all
do
that
you do
stuff.
Anal?
I mean, I'll start with that. not if, but when was your first time doing anal? There's like fun whimsical ones that like a lot of the time work with early MTV shows. Do you guys know like Room Raiders, Date My Mom, made. Okay, so
no.
Okay, so those,
I didn't have MTV.
Were they never transferred here?
Okay, maybe not. And if you're listening, going, guys, yes, they did. I'm very sorry, but we didn't watch.
Okay, so for example, there was a show called Made, where an expert, well, like they're not fucking expert. I don't know who they are. Would come into a high school and they would take like a loser kid and they'd be like, "We're gonna make you into what you want to be," and they'll be like prom king, or they'd be like wakeboarder or whatever. And it's like, what would your Made episode be? And then mine is female bodybuilder. Because I'm whimsical.
That is your true maid?
I would love, like, in high school, fuck yeah, I'd beat everyone.
I don't think bodybuilders were particularly strong.
They just look big. That's the thing.
They're really terrifying.
I would beat up teen boys still.
I would be.
They're like, famously, they're just sort of like false muscle structure. Yeah, yeah. They're not actually very strong.
See, this, we're on a date. Let's talk about
it. Okay.
Look, it's a conversation.
It's happening. I'm also there.
Need to go. I just leave you.
Yeah, I'm tired. So can I just
That's
leave?
A great one.
That is.
But it could be like, you could just take, I suppose, any TV show with that kind of format and just like, would you put yourself there?
Mine is, yes. If you have to do the Olympics tomorrow, what sport do you do so you don't become a meme? So you mustn't get hurt.
A joke.
And you mustn't also be like the Eddie the Eagle of it. You can't just like do pole vault and just like run straight across the mat.
Right.
Everyone will be like, this guy's never been to the Olympics.
But you can be bad at it.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah. You just need to coast under the radar.
Okay, yeah, got
so,
it.
So like,
it's quite hard to do that. Yeah.
Oh God, I love
yeah,
that.
So what are you gonna? Yeah, what are
I
you going
that.
For?
I'm gonna. Probably a throwing one, but not a heavy throwing one. So I guess it's only a javelin.
I think if you threw that javelin like 10 meters, you'd be a meme.
Okay. This is the problem. I think if I ran anything, I'd be a
you
meme.
You definitely can't run, because imagine you go in the 100 meters and everyone's like, here they come.
I can't pick dressage.
I could dress a horse.
Don't tell me I couldn't dress a horse.
You're calling it dress a horse. And
yes.
Also, you would be a meme. The horse would like run out of the arena.
Okay.
You wouldn't do any of the moves.
Wait, hang on. I'm just going to turn this back. What's yours that you wouldn't be a meme at the Olympics?
The most magical date I've
Mine
ever seen.
Is...
Oh, we would not work as a couple.
I give the shot put because I think that...
You... Come on! I can't have javelin for you with who got told by a physio 2 weeks ago you have no muscles in your stomach.
I think I could just give it a bit because there's...
I think the difference here is
swimming.
That you... You could not do that.
I actually think I could win it.
I'd be mean if I did dressage. You could do Olympic swimming and you wouldn't be me.
I think if you could start in the... I'll ask to start in the water. No, my sister's one is the shooting, and I think that's the best choice.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you just stand and you miss them all, but like no one gives a shit anyway. But you aren't...
Like
visually,
archery.
It's not obvious... That you did any of it
unless,
wrong.
Unless, like, the shock is so big that you're...
Yeah, unless it, like, ricochets
well,
and they're like, she's never touched it before.
Only one that you wouldn't be a meme. Everything else.
Yeah, yeah, just... you got to really think about it. Have you got one?
You can't have one. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just
is badminton an Olympic sport?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I'm like, I'm just average enough to be completely unremarkable and lose everything.
Perfect. That's
right.
What you're looking,
okay.
That's what you're looking
this
for.
This is good. Like, I don't have enough of a skill to even be unremarkable in the Olympics, I don't think.
And I'd try the giant slalom in the winter skiing.
I just
because if you went in like
can't.
The luge or something,
you
just you shoot
would
out.
Shoot off the side.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I'm going to go in the skiing in the giant slalom and I'm going to crash out early doors.
Okay.
On put.
Oh, okay. Actually, yeah, you could do skiing, yeah, and immediately just be like,
oh,
but she's
I'm actually
going
to give it a go because I do think I could do it.
But surely if you die, you won't become a meme because it's disrespectful. So
it's very sad. Yeah, so
yeah,
actually
if you
aim
crash,
for death.
Like, everyone's just like,
anything,
oh, they
aim for death.
You'd only be a meme if you're like, coming down in like snowplow down the giant slalom.
If I did skiing, I've never skied before, I'd be a meme.
You'd be a meme.
Whereas you have skied
exactly,
and you're quite
like,
good standard
like
for a normal person.
Averagely could get away with it just
yeah.
being shit and hopefully someone else fully crashed
okay.
so you don't even come last.
I will double down on no to swimming.
It's a pass for the swimming.
It's a pass for the swimming. And obviously it's a pass for the shot put. You wouldn't have had to pick that shit up.
No,
like,
I wouldn't.
And
I don't
just,
know why.
I love the. You could not do dressage. I'll be doing shot put.
I'll be doing the shot put. And the diving.
Oh, no.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Topics to not talk about. I was going to say something controversial, but like you actually would go for the controversy.
Yeah. So I have two more questions. Like you can go, you can also go gross. Again, gauge the situation. You could go gross and be like, what's the weirdest thing you used as toilet paper? That type of thing.
Fantastic. That's fun. Okay.
But then you could go super
a Canadian
sincere.
Maple leaf.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Sorry. I shouldn't have answered.
In Canada?
No. Sorry.
Maple
you can go
leaf.
So gross, or you can go
like super earnest and sincere and just be like, tell me about your best friend.
Yeah, I find that difficult because when people do sincere questions, I'm always a bit like, I don't like know the correct, if it's like, it requires a correct answer. Whereas like a silly one requires like a just fun, like I could just be like, I don't know, like a sock for the wiping my ass.
I think when they come from a place of passion, I'm like, I'm here to listen to anybody's question that they're like sincerely mean. Whereas I'm always worried, basically I saw one cum diamond with the I saw one Come Dine With Me episode where like there was silence and then one of them was like, do you think serial killers are born or made? This potato is nice.
That's so up your alley, though.
And it was so, and it is as a question, but I didn't want to, I felt like if I was in that room, I'd be like, even though that's 100% my jam, I don't want to talk about it in this way that's like someone's just been like, oh, that's a conversation starter that I like learned on the back of a box.
Yes.
Rather than being like a question they actually felt
again, it's all
about
like how you present it. So I imagine you present your questions really like, okay, so cool question, this. Or like, fun idea, this. Like, you actually like do it in like a fun and confident way. Whereas I think people get nervous that if there's a silence and they just ask a question, they'll sound like that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's a request born or made. So I suppose it's like, you have to be like, I'm coming in with a question and this is what this data is.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you have to sort of be interested in the answer.
And at the end of the day, I mean, maybe this is just me and maybe this sounds makes me sound terrible. Like, I think on a first date, I'm even prioritizing, if I kind of fancy the person, I'm prioritizing them liking me than me liking them. And in that situation, I want to ask as many questions as possible just for them to feel like I'm interested in them, because people love talking about themselves.
Okay.
And sometimes you have to push it to a point where it's bizarre. I witnessed my best friend, John Dabrowski, who's a wonderful person, want to keep a conversation going so badly. He asked a guy what the name of his landlord was. Like, just to, like, keep the convo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the more questions you ask, the more kind of, like, seen and paid attention to the other person feels.
I agree. And I think when we're saying about, like, what things to talk about when the conversation topic came up, you just naturally were like, so I have some questions. And you're like, that's actually the thing. You just have to ask questions. I think people forget that when they're in small talk conversations and they just feel like they have to suddenly say something really interesting about themselves, when actually that's weirder. There was silence and you were like, when I was a child, I was very good at sack race. Like, it'd be like, this is weird. Like,
yeah.
So you actually have to, just asking a question. No one's going to go like, oh, I wish you hadn't asked that question. They're just relieved that you've broken the silence. Mm-hmm. And you're like showing effort and interest in the date. You're like putting value into it rather than just being like, because there's nothing worse when like someone doesn't say anything. And you're just like, well, do you care? Like,
Do you
even want to have sex with me?
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Like,
and is that how you feel on these first dates, that you are like, welcome to the showcase? Like, welcome to the show home. This will be the representation. I would rather you liked me than I liked
if
you.
If within the first 2 minutes I've made the decision that I fancy them.
Oh, okay.
Because
first
2 minutes I don't fancy them, then
you're out. It's peace out and we're out of here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever gone for multiple dates in one evening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you plan them? How have you organized? Where's the admin happening? Like, how have you organized?
Do you have a PA?
Who's organizing this shit for you?
Okay, so this is my huge philosophy and my overarching philosophy. You, especially if you're at a mindset that you're maybe potentially open for a relationship, but you don't really know, and you're in the casual dating phase, you cannot at all ever be dating one person. That's just not allowed, because you will overproject and you'll pay too much attention to the person, and you will like exaggerate how you feel about them in your head because you don't know them enough to feel the way that you feel in that moment. So what you need is at least two or three people to spread the attention over. You cannot like two of them, that's fine, but that means that you can't like channel the obsession onto one,
like they are my perfect person.
Okay, so I tried to do this and I invented something called the hang and bang group. In which people we would hang out and sometimes bang, and nobody would get in my group. So I was like literally going around.
And
I just kept being like, yeah, and I guess
free
I like
tonight.
And I literally was like, yeah, I just was like
6 p.m. Islington.
Yeah, but I guess I led too hard with being like, this is what's happening. Get in my hang and bang group. And I suppose, are you shaking your head like I should?
No, people hate that.
Exactly. I should,
because how would you feel about that? Like,
exactly.
Even if you were up for casual sex, if someone's like, I want to fuck you casually, you're like, no, you're
exactly.
Gonna fall in love with
I
me.
I think I am so bad and so transparent. It's like as playing mafia, like I just shout I'm in the mafia, like I'm so bad at it because I
it's not that you're bad at it. I think it's like a personality thing. Like you're more of, I hate this phrase, but like you are more of like a romantic, and when you are going out with someone, you're like, or when you are dating, like, and that is just like a personality thing that you are, that's what you feel like. So then you realized that wasn't
but
helping
you
emotionally.
Did want this hang and bang group,
but you wanted it, but you didn't feel it in your soul.
Oh, you're right,
come to this
you're so right,
Olga's
Stevie.
comes this out of her own soul about being like, I just feel like this is a good way to proceed, whereas you've been like, I want to be sort of like Olga is.
I want to be loved,
but I also want to be, this isn't working, I'm sad, so let's I'm gonna be, what, because you literally did tell me so many times, like, I want to be the cool gal that just does some fucking, like, yeah. I don't think
I kept saying that with that little lilt at the end, like the old west.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, like you can't pretend to be something that you're not, because you're not going to be able to do it properly. Like,
yes.
I think it's fair enough to like take steps. So like you, because you felt like you wanted to be that, there was probably steps that you could have taken at that point that would lessen the emotional burden. But going the other way and being like, I'm just in it for the fucking, is probably not, that's probably too far.
It's probably too far, and I definitely just led with the information.
Yeah, like, hello, I'm Tessa and I'm in it for the fucking.
Yeah, which I sort of wasn't. And you're right, you've got like three spinning plates.
Sort of like income streams.
You've got three income streams, and all your income streams believe they're the only income stream.
You never address it. It's just this thing that, okay, I know about myself, that I'm an incredibly obsessive person. The reason that I have honed all these questions and like know all these locations is because I've like approached everything as data.
I was gonna say, it's part of the, you being like, and these are the steps, and this is thing,
yes,
is a very programming mind.
Exactly. So when I got to the point of casually dating, especially at university, I found myself over projecting on boys if they were the only people I was dating. So after one date, I'd be like, oh my god, he was so great and he was so smart and he was blah blah, but in reality he wasn't smart, he just never smiled, and you're just like, oh my god, is he a genius?
Yeah,
he
didn't ask any questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can't help but kind of project, and it's very difficult for me to stop myself. So what I do is I take this obsessive energy and then I spread it across three people, and that's just the right amount on them.
Because then your perspective is not skewed. Then you could literally be like, actually, yeah, so you could be more objective about
even the one that you like.
I see. Yeah, that's very clever. And also I think
it's very difficult to be objective in that state. And in the same way, if in that state, very early dating, you get rejected, the feeling that you feel is your pride getting hurt. But in that moment, it's completely undecipherable from heartbreak. So you think your heart was just broken. And really, 2 weeks later, you look back at it and you're like, no, I never actually liked that person. It's just that like it hurt to get rejected.
Yes.
But you'll only realize that 2 weeks later or onwards, in that moment, you're like, my whole world has shattered.
Yeah, and
she's
like,
broken
it
my
can't
heart.
Be, because you've only known them for 2 weeks. Like,
of course
so
not.
It can't have happened. Yeah, you've had situations like that where there's that guy that you saw for a little bit and then you were like really upset. Like really upset.
I didn't
like,
even see him for a bit. Okay.
You kissed him in a lift?
For such a short amount of time. Oh, God, yeah. Sorry, I thought we didn't know which one you're talking about, but I see there's multiple. One, I snogged in a lift and then was completely devastated that he didn't want to be in my hang and bang group. And then one who I was...
I want to be in your hang and bang group.
We can. Maybe let's... Well, yeah, get in. And then one before that, this is pre-hang and bang, I knew him for such a short amount of time. We stayed up all night at his house watching cricket documentaries.
Oh, my God. All night, of course.
And I thought we were, like, there was like this insane like tension, and the Quickie documentaries were just like a buffer. Mm. But really, he was just like really into Ian Botham. And so we just like watched these things. And then I thought, you know, nothing was happening because we were like saving it, but we weren't. And then this is who I said. He said to me, like, the next day when I was like, hey, what's going on? Like, cards, this is at a party. Like, put our cards on the table. And I was like, I'm ready for this rejection. And then he said, I mean, I don't know if you want to go out with me. To which I said, oh, my God, yes, I mean, 100% yes. And he said, because that's not what I want. And I... like,
oh my God, I had that so much, and it stings every time.
Every time.
Stevie's no, but also it's so on him to have worded it that way.
So much, right? And that's on him. And I remember having to get down the stairs, and I like was like clinging to the banister, trying to get myself like home. And I went to bed for a week.
I'm so sorry.
It was not love. It was not heartbreak. It wasn't like me being like the perfect boy. It was fully just pride and rejection, but it is. You're so wise. It's indecipherable from. And the excitement and like, oh, here's my...
something new. And it's also something that you... the reason that you are dating a lot is because you kind of... that's what you want. You want to click with someone. Mm. So it is like... but it's so false, yeah. Because you haven't... it can't be heartbreak. Because you haven't built up
exactly.
enough heart to break. It's like this. Whoop.
Yeah. Exactly. I haven't built up enough heart to break. You're exactly right. Beautiful. And obviously me being like, yeah, I'm just in for the fucking... when I was literally like, and now we're married and maybe Ian Botham will be at the wedding or something. Like, obviously I was not in it for the fucking. I was like, I wanted more this, like, you know, this romance.
Yeah.
And to be...
changing Tess's life retrospectively,
which is the best time,
and that's good as well about like rejection, touched on rejection, which is that's the hard part, that's the massive part of dating, because it's like constant rejection, either you rejecting someone else or them rejecting you. But obviously that's a very over the top way of putting it, because often it's just like, nah, I don't know, yeah, I'm not interested.
Has anyone ever peaced out during the bowling on you or the karaoke?
Yeah, I'm sure a couple times for sure.
You're sure, or you know,
like, I suspect. They never, like, texted me and be like, by the way, I just rejected you.
Okay, but they were just, like, casual. Made an excuse.
I'm a big fan, and this is controversial, but I'm a big fan of, like, ghosting and fading out at early days. I don't think ghosting someone you're fully, like, dating, going out with is nice. But I feel like, and maybe this is just me, if someone I've gone on two dates with and never texted me saying, I don't think we should see each other anymore. That's like an over kind of like, it's exaggerating what it was, and it's almost presuming that I'm more into it than I am. Yeah. Like, I never texted you. Why are you telling me we shouldn't see each other anymore? Assuming that I want to see you again. Do you know what I mean?
What if you did text them and be like, hey, do you want to go bowling?
Yes.
Or whatever.
I would rather they not respond than say, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Oh, wow.
That's my taste. That's my preference.
Yeah. Because, because it's quite early on and you've not built up any sort of mutual thing. So it's like,
we don't like owe each other that. And I feel like you think that you're being like this better person, but in reality you're just making the like the hierarchy more explicit.
I see. Yeah. Wow. So when people feel like they have to send that message, and actually sometimes they don't have to send that message. Yeah. That's quite interesting. Yeah. Because
I think it's a matter of preference.
Sorry. But I think it's a preference thing, and that's very, you have a sense of self that I am inordinately jealous of. That like, you're like, this is my preference. I know what I want. Like, this is what I would rather have. Whereas I know people who are like, I would rather receive the clear no than.
But then if you are that sort of person, you can probably message him and be like, hey, I'm aware that we haven't texted, but I just like a bit of closure.
Yes.
Just for the record, I'm guessing this is not happening.
Just
if you wanted that.
Yes, but I think that those people, again, have all the respect in the world for him. Have they seen or read the absolutely formative, terrible film, He's Just Not That Into You?
I read the book and it changed my life.
What, literally that. So it's like, if he's not texting me and not asking me out, I'm like, either he's not enough into me for me to care, or he's not into me at all, in which case I don't need him to explicitly text me that.
You always make time for someone that you want to speak to. Like,
100%.
You literally, especially in like the first 6 months, they should be texting you every fucking 10 seconds, because that's what it's like. So you're just like, oh, I want to see them all the time. I mean, I would always be like, ghosting's really bad. But in the early days, you probably, I sort of agree with you now. Like, I think that is true. I think it's fair enough.
It's going to be the thing I flip-flopped on most when you question me.
And it's good to bring that up in a date as well, when they go like, what do you flip-flop most? Ghosting. Like, shit.
And then you don't clarify which way you flipped.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Then you just move it on to anal. The other thing I was going to say was that how to play it at the end of the night. But you've basically answered that. No, actually, the other way around. You were like, up for it. How have you ever been in situations where you're like, oh, I can't gauge fully, because some people are just friendly.
Yeah.
So how do you play that like last bit, like, well, should we go for another drink? And then like, cool, and then it's like finished. What do you do? Do you ever just be like, do you want to come back to mine? Or do you walk to the tube station with them? Or do you, like, what's the thing?
Oh, but that's the most exciting part, isn't it? Oh my God, I'm like shaking. This is so exciting. So I feel like at some point in that moment, you decide whether you want to have sex with them or not. And if you don't want to have sex with them, it doesn't mean you don't want to see them again. It's just maybe you're not up for sex that day. So if you are super, you super want to have sex with them, fuck it. Like, please, dear God, I hate, like, oh, he's going to think I'm a slut. You don't want to date someone who thinks you're a slut. No. Go fuck yourself. So if you want to have sex with him, have sex with him. Have a great time. Sometimes you like him, but you don't want to have sex with him that night. That's also fine. You most likely definitely want to kiss him.
Yes.
Because kissing's the best.
Like,
so I'm the type of person who will be like, are we going to make out or not?
You'll just say that. Me.
I would love that. I'd do that all the time. Because it's like, I've lived in England for 5 years. English boys are so in awe of the confidence.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That, like, in a way that, like, I think I'm obnoxious. And if when I'm in the US or in Russia or anywhere else, people are like, you're too loud, you need to calm down. If I'm on a date with a repressed British boy, they're like, they just want to absorb biosmosis, my confidence.
Yeah.
So they're just like, I just feel like they're so into it because I am, like, the American high school girl that they grew up watching.
Yes.
Excellent.
Who's, like, a little bit maybe of a bully.
And says, do you want to kiss me?
Yeah.
Are you going to kiss me right now?
And I feel, yeah, and something, so this doesn't work for everyone, but it works for me where I'm just like, so what are we going to make? Are you going to keep wasting my time? Like,
I want to kiss you now. They are now making out. I'm watching them. I'm taking pictures.
I can bet that works 100% of the time.
And also, like, I'm not saying that, like, 5 minutes in, I'm like, kiss me. He's gone to a third or fourth location with me. At this point, it's a done deal. Like, it's definitely happening. And, like, nothing is more powerful than leaning over a bar while you're not looking at each other and you're standing side by side looking for the bartender. And I, as, like, under my breath, I'll be like, oh, I can't believe you haven't kissed me yet. And then you just order the beer, and then it's on.
This is great business. I'm excited, but I could never do that. But I feel really excited.
I'm going to do it. I'm going out.
I'm going to do it. With my parents.
Do they ever just, like, spin you around and kiss you right there?
Oh, God, no.
Then Olga spins them around, kisses them.
Like, have you ever misjudged it and they didn't want to?
Oh, I think in college a couple of times when I was, like, too drunk at a party. But I would say now I've refined.
Now
my...
that you've...
I think it's the find the bit before that you said, well, they've gone to a second location. Yeah. I think that's the bit that's important to, like, be able to confidently judge. Like, because after you've done an activity and you go, like, so should we go grab a drink? That could still be them being nice because they don't just want to do the activity. But then if they've stayed for more drinks and if you've, like, maybe, like, a good tip is to test it out by, like, not staying in that same bar, being like, so should we go somewhere else?
Yes, exactly.
So then you can gauge whether they want to keep following you around.
Exactly. You give them a bunch of outs. So if he could have left 3 times in a completely acceptable way and he hasn't.
Perfect.
If he's fully inconveniencing himself, missed the last train, he wasn't down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and all these kind of indicators that are nonverbal cues. So
that's fantastic. But I also do think once you've got yourself to the nonverbal cue, it's a quiet green light from everyone, then that is the most exciting time. That's like, now how am I just going to play it? What's the funnest thing I can do here? Because everybody's DTF. We're clowning here. We down to clown. Have you ever dated another computer programmer?
I've dated, like, a neuroscientist who did a lot of coding.
And did they have the same mental thought process as you?
Yeah.
Whose, like, mind works in the same way that was, like...
Oh, yeah. But I think his was just a bit too far. So, which is crazy, because I met him. I had 7 dates in 7 days. I just moved here from the U.S., and I was like, I don't know anybody, and I'm just going to date around. And so I had 7 dates in 7 days, and then I met this guy, and I dated him for a year and a half. So Tinder does work if you do it on
Moss. By the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
And why are you banned from OkCupid?
Oh, because I was organizing, like, a comedy night in New York, and I invited everyone that I was chatting to, and I send them the same exact message.
Oh.
Spamming them. Okay. Fair enough. You seem to approach dating almost like, not a job, but like, you seem to be like, you know, like, you came over and you, like, did 7 days in 7 days. Like, you seem to kind of...
Makes me sound terrible.
No, I don't. I think it's just how you have... It's the same reason that you can program.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's the same brain. And also, I think it's quite sensible as well. Like, if you want to do... If you want an outcome, like, you might as well organise it properly rather than going on, like, one Tinder day every 6 months and being like, well, Tinder's not for me. No, we don't know because you haven't, like, gone deep into it. And you've also got more probability of meeting someone. Oh, no.
Yeah, so I fully support the numbers thing. Sorry, really quickly, just because I feel like dating another computer scientist, I feel like I have a programming brain, but I'm still very much like a comedian and a human. I think he, like, and again, obviously I would say that because I'm biased, because I love myself. But I think he took it so far that at some point, like, it was impossible to be emotional with him just because he was so, like, keen on optimizing everything.
Right. Yeah.
One time he said that the thing he loved most about me was when I was asleep and he was cooking in the next room.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I'm not even in that.
Oh, God.
I'm not part of that dream at all. I was unconscious for it. Oh, God. Okay.
You're not even in my presence. So, yeah. So I think it's a numbers game. Again, very obsessive person. And I feel like if I only had that one date, then I would just put all of my, like, my hopes would be so high. And if it was great, we would be in love, even though it was just one date. And if it was terrible, like, it would ruin my month.
Right.
Because he wasn't the Prince Charming that I thought he would be. So I think, like, I think you always have to know whether you're ready to date. Mm-hmm. So, like, are you ready to date right after a relationship? No. Right after a relationship, you just want to fuck around a lot. And also, that is prime time for casual sex and not feeling anything for people. So if you want to have casual sex, have it right after getting out of a very serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal experience. Oh, God, what is the answer about optimal? You're looking at me
no,
so serious.
I was going to say maybe that, like, also going into a date knowing that you have, like, two or three more lined up that week is, like,
takes the pressure
bitch,
off.
Like, I'm doing just, this is my thing.
And, like, saying, like, that guy won't ruin your month because you've got, like, another two dates.
Yeah, but at the same time, I absolutely can't stand people who's, like, Tinder and Hinge is their lives and they're constantly on apps. Like, it is insufferable. So you never want it to be the number one thing in your life. It should be the number three thing in your life.
That's okay. Good. Yes, there's, like, a balance there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I remember my housemate going to meet a guy called Roger Bagel. And he had become, like, such a staple point of our house for so long because they'd been messaging. They had never spoken. His name was Roger Bagel, for Christ's sake. And, like, we'd reinterpreted, like, because he was, like, the only thing. That he was the number one thing rather than number three of what should have been four or five potential plates spinning. He was the only plate and he was on the top pedestal. So obviously there was only going to go badly this date because she'd built it up in her mind to be, in her mind, she was already Mrs. Bagel. And so, like, obviously there was too much pressure and obviously the date was a disaster.
Also, everyone's asking as well. So if you're only,
exactly.
You're like, oh, so what happened with that guy? And you're like, which guy?
Live vicariously through me. I'm living my best life. I'm off to karaoke again. Like,
I need to do my vocal exercise.
Yeah. Excuse me. Rum, pum, pum. Like, if you've got, like, a couple on the hoof, it's not like, and similarly with, I'd say, like, a job interview or anything that you want, if you don't go in there, like, needing it, you're just like, this is one, and maybe I'll choose, and maybe I won't. And
yeah.
There's power and choice, man.
Oh God.
This has genuinely been one of the most informative and best episodes I think we've ever recorded.
I think so.
I feel like that.
I've flip-flopped so hard about so many things.
I love ghosting now.
I love ghosting. I think I've learned so much.
Yeah.
Can I? Sorry, I just have one last piece of advice.
Please.
I promise myself
you can say whatever you want.
It is. Okay, so having worked in a corporate environment, have you worked in corporate environments? I think you definitely have.
Absolutely.
You definitely have. So have you guys heard of something called the screenshot test?
No, what's that?
So a screenshot test in any corporation is something that every time you write an email, think of the screenshot test. If this email was screenshot and put into the press, would it make the company look bad?
Mm-hmm. Sony, case in point.
There you go. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Am I right?
What up? So what you want to do early days, all of your text messages have to pass the screenshot test. And that screenshot test is if you send that text message and he shows it to your friend, would he be able to say, mm-hmm. ha ha, isn't she such a clingy bitch? And the friends will look at it and they'll be like, no, that's a perfectly normal thing to say versus them being like, oh my God, she's fucking crazy, run. So always think of the screenshot test.
Because that's what, of course, the amount of people who've shown me messages.
They're doing it too.
Yeah, that is a very
cool thing. What is your thing that you said, some of these things are unethical?
Yeah, all of your tips have been really ethical.
You're absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And then at right at the beginning, you're like, and some of it's unethical.
Well, I just felt like the ghosting stuff.
I understand. I think it's more a controversial opinion rather than unethical because actually you put the argument forward very well. And I think I hate the idea of ghosting, but now I'm all for it.
Oh, thank God. And also, I suppose that, like, saying that things that I purposefully make seem as whimsical and off the cuff and spontaneous are very calculated. Not only that, I've done them with multiple people.
Yeah, but that's life.
Yeah.
I don't really think that is, like, half of living. It's just, like, pretending to be quite spontaneous and, like, intelligent.
But that's stand-up as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you, like, tell a fun story and then you're like, oh, Matt, just write that down. And you're trying to, like, off the cuff business, and it's just not at all. Yeah, exactly.
No, it's the whole. Yeah, it's
everything is calculating and
But also, like, you saying, like, you know, there's a nice Chris Rock joke about, like, for the first 6 months of a relationship, your representative is just dating their representative. And so, like, which is so nice. Like, you're so right. So like, true. And then it's like, oh, behind the scenes, like, it's shit back here.
Now we're
so, like,
to the kitchens.
You know, you are just doing your very best.
Absolutely. You're doing your very best. And if you're listening, I hope that helped. I mean, I cannot fail to see how that did not help if you're dating. I'm in a very happy relationship. I want to date now. It's very difficult.
I'm just going straight to the karaoke bar. Also, last thing, where are you meeting these people? Is it all on the apps?
Is it on the apps? Are you on the apps?
I love an in-person meet.
But so. Where are you finding them?
Yeah, as in, like, where are you picking these men up?
Oh, my last four boyfriends were comedians, so.
Okay, absolutely, yeah. Not. But the 7 days and 7 days, and, like, they, you must be.
That was an app. That was an app.
So is it Tinder? You're getting the computers involved.
Bumble?
Back then it was Tinder, and then I think I'd had, like, a brief thing in Bumble.
Great, okay.
Yeah, like, House Party is also a thing.
Yeah, House Party, sure. But the thing about House Party is sometimes it becomes a pretty inbred gene pool, you know? Like, yeah.
You've fucked all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that can be.
Oh, a big one if it's like a work party, a work Christmas party, like everyone from every department, like an open bar situation.
Yeah. I hear you.
That's, yeah.
So
right.
Very much happens.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yes. It looks like, well, that has never happened.
I just. I've never been to the Christmas party.
No, I've never worked in a corporation where it wasn't just like it's all the women in the magazine that I've been sat in the room with. I'm like, well I guess I could bone you, but well,
I should have
on that
harder.
Note, I should have been. If you want more like Olga talking, which I think we all want, go and see her show, rockandrollgo.com. All of their dates. She's not doing all of the dates, but there are.
She'll
all
be previewing from now until
August.
Sweet August.
Then go to August and watch her.
If you're in Edinburgh, bloody hell, go there.
Absolutely. Tweet her at rockandrollgo. Tweet me at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
Just. Got so nervous. At Tessa Cook.
Sorry, I pointed at Tessa when I shouldn't have done that. You know when you point at someone and then they don't know their own Twitter handle?
Yeah. At Tessa Coates.
There we go. Tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod. And the email is
at Nobody Panic.
No!
Oh,
no!
Start with the app.
This happens every single time.
NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com.
So great.
At the internet.
At the internet. www. And thank you so much for listening. And see you next week.
And thank you for having me.
Olga.
Thank you so much. It's been the greatest time.
Oh,
she's been great.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.